you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Are you rejoicing? Are you being glad in it? I sure hope you are. Happy Thursday, this April the 17th, 2014. My name is Joey Kroll, and of course, this is the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I'm the friend's part. I enjoy our Thursday each and every week, and yeah, here we are. It's Holy Week. Oh, I love it. This is an opportunity to focus on the preparation of Jesus carrying our sin, our burden, carrying our cross for us, being crucified to our cross, dying the death that we should have died, but resurrecting as well. Death could not keep him. Praise the Lord. So I hope you have a chance to dig into some of those scriptures leading up to Easter Sunday. And if you're not part of a church congregation, I just encourage you to seek out some churches this weekend for Resurrection Sunday. I know many churches having lots of potlucks and lots of breakfasts and sunrise services and such. I know lots of great stuff happening in many, many churches here in the area on Sunday. So I encourage you to go seek out a church today and worship with other brothers and sisters in the Lord this weekend. Amen. Well, I encourage you to take a look at your calendar for Thursday morning, May the 1st. You're invited to the National Day of Prayer Breakfast and Celebration in Rantoul at the old Air Force Base at the Linden Banquet Center. Write this down in Rantoul. Again, Thursday, May the 1st. Doors open at 6. There's going to be a special breakfast and a prayer opportunity. Our very own Mark Burns will be the special guest speaker that morning. Again, the Linden Banquet Center in Rantoul, Thursday, May 1st. It's only $9 to get in. You can get more details by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. And that same night, you're invited to the Vineyard Church in Urbana. Looking forward to this. This is going to be wonderful for the 63rd Annual National Day of Prayer Champaign County Concerts of Prayer. The Singing Men of GNN, they're going to be in concert that night, 7 p.m., again at the Vineyard Church in Urbana, plus the 2014 Champaign County National Day of Prayer All County High School Choir. They're going to be there as well. So this is going to be a great day of opportunity to just pray for one another in corporate prayer. And I love this because it is a nationally recognized holiday, the 63rd Annual National Day of Prayer. And you can find out all the details, by the way, from all the events. I know Mark Burns, again, speaking in Rantoul that morning. Singing Men of GNN, they're going to be at the Vineyard Church that night, 7 p.m. So take a look at all the events happening for the National Day of Prayer. Again, Thursday, May the 1st at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And I do want to set aside a moment or two just to say thank you so much for your prayerful and your financial support of Great News Radio. And we are truly a listener-supported radio ministry. So if you support us, if you're part of the giving family, thank you so, so much for just the role you play. You're basically the financial backbone of this radio ministry. And if you pray for us, thank you so much, because I know there's been many, many days or many, many mornings where I'm trying to get ready for this program or the Sunday worship program where I'm just struggling. But I know that in the midst of the struggling of getting ready for the program, I know that we have some wonderful saints praying for this radio ministry. So if that's you today, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you do want to be part of the giving family today and support this radio ministry, hearing great Bible teachers, hearing some God-honoring music, if that is something that matters to you, would you consider getting involved, being part of the giving family today? I sure hope you do. You can send in your gifts of support and words of encouragement to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. So thank you again so, so much for your prayerful and your financial support of this radio ministry. Well, of course, here we are. As mentioned before, it's Holy Week, and I want to do something a little bit different today for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I want to celebrate Easter through song. That's right, playing some of your favorite Easter songs, talking about the cross of Christ and the empty tomb. So let's celebrate that today through song, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour content on all my pride.
Right, you're listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Fred's right here on Great News Radio. We're celebrating Easter today through song. I came across this great Easter poem. God sent his son to take the punishment for all the thoughtless and sinful things we do. Jesus gave his life because he loves us. His love is boundless, sweet, forever true. On Easter morn he showed he is our Savior. His resurrection proves he is the Lord. That is why we tell you, Happy Easter. He secured our heavenly reward.
The gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, the voice began to call. I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches, the sounds of soldiers' feet. Well, there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me, she told us where she'd been. She said they moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. Found the stone and the empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. Sheep they wrapped him in was just an empty shed. To know where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Something strange had happened here. What it was I didn't know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, and then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. Was alive, wouldn't be the same. Suddenly the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows through the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide, and I fell down on my knees and just clung to him. Raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight in the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted.
You're listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio, celebrating Easter through song today. So good to be spending some time with you. I remember growing up, and Easter was always a fun thing growing up. We did the Easter egg hunt. The Easter bunny sat on its lap, took its picture with us, and also coloring Easter eggs. I think that was probably one of my favorite memories growing up, coloring Easter eggs. I'm not sure why. I don't know. But I just enjoyed doing that growing up. But I'll tell you what, as a Christian today, a born-again believer, Easter has taken a whole new meaning. I mean, it's so much more than just the Easter eggs and the caramel-filled eggs. Praise the Lord. I love those, by the way. But it's so much more than just that. Amen? So much more. I'll tell you what, one of the most beautiful passages about the resurrection of Jesus is found in, for me personally, is John 20, where Mary Magdalene is at the empty tomb. She's weeping, and she comes to a point where she's just so in despair. Jesus appeared to her, but she didn't know it was Jesus. And in verse 15 of John 20, it says, he asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" For some reason, that passage just blows me away. Jesus knew exactly what she was going through. Why did he ask her why she was crying? I take it as he was telling her, "Woman, I got some hope for you. You're looking for me in there, but I'm not in there. I'm here. Death could not hold me. I'm going to give you some hope in the midst of your weeping." And that same hope that she had there, friend, is the same hope we have today in 2014, because the tomb is empty. Praise the Lord. That's why we celebrate this Easter. Yeah, Easter bunnies are great, but the tomb, friend, the tomb of Jesus is empty. Praise the Lord.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you. I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall.
I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping on the path, was a stranger. First light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
My name is Jesus.
He said, my name is Jesus, and I have returned from the grave in fulfillment.
Sacrifice Friday night,
but Sunday morning, and I am
That's right. It's a favorite right there from Mark Bishop. And my name is Jesus, right here on the Thursday edition of American Friends on Great News Radio. It's Joey spending some time with you today as, yeah, we've been focusing on celebrating Easter through song. And there's a lot of great Easter songs that talk about the foundation of our faith, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that we have hope today. Because of that, we have true hope, not hope that the world gives, but this is hope that God himself gives through the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ. And we can celebrate that today, not only around Easter time, but each and every day of our lives. Amen. Well, friend, thank you so much for letting me celebrate Easter with you here on this Thursday. If you want to catch up with me, if you have maybe a song request, a comment, question, or maybe even a prayer request, feel free to contact me. My email is joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's J-O-E-Y @greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, you're invited to tune in to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends with Mark and Jason here in the studio. It's coming up tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.